With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Studies have shown that the farm soil we get our vegetables from is dead, meaning it is depleted of minerals. Sulfur is a mineral. Sulfur has been depleted from the soil, which means most people have been depleted of sulfur. Sulfur has been found to transport oxygen throughout the body. You need oxygen. You need organic sulfur. American Voice Radio Network has organic sulfur. Go to AmericanVoiceRadio.com and then to the Superstore to order your organic sulfur. It's your choice. Do you want to feel better or not? Don't forget to tune in to the Sulfur Hour Plus One on AmericanVoiceRadio.com, Thursdays, 6 p.m. Pacific.
Remember a time without antibiotics, superbugs, vaccines, and drug dependency? Well, we do too, and we're here to remind you that you're more powerful than you think. God said herbs are here for the service of man. Tap into them and free yourself from drug dependency, disease management, and overwhelming medical costs. Take control and be independently healthy. Call Apothecary Herbs for professional strength formulas to stand in the gap and strengthen your system where you need help. Herbs for blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, osteoporosis, and more. Call toll-free 866-229-3663, online, thepowerherbs.com. Check out their vitamin vault where you can stock up and save on case discounts. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great week. We're here to empower you with health news you're not going to hear anywhere else. Yes, we're going to be talking about sleep apnea. And you got anybody? You know anybody with that? Do you have sleep apnea? Well, if you don't, but you know somebody who does, well, it's unmistakable. Okay, we're going to be talking about that and probably brain function and immune system, maybe some lupus. In this hour, we got lots to talk about, and we do have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our military, praying for them. They put everything on the line, so we got to at least hit the knees and lift our men and women in uniform up in prayer that God's hand of protection be upon them. And while you're hitting the knees, pray for America. America needs God's help desperately. We need righteous men and women in every office of authority across this land. That's what we need. And that's what we're going to pray for. We're praying for the big tamale, and that's what we're going to ask for. We're going to ask God to bring this nation back, one nation under God, and we're going to help him. And you know how we're going to do that, don't you? we're going to do the right thing, and we're going to stand for righteousness, aren't we? And mind the time, because it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Oh, Monsanto's in the news. They may be shelling out $7.5 billion to Brazilian farmers. Apparently, they've been illegally growing some of their GM crops for a while there. Plus, then they sold 2% tax on the production of those GM crops, and then a 3% tax on cross-contamination of their seeds. And, of course, according to Brazil, that's against the law to require a farmer to pay any kind of taxes. So that's an interesting development. You know, I hope they pay it. I hope they pay it well. And let's see, moving along in the quack report. New Homeland Security laser scanner going to be rolling out in 2013. Department of Homeland Security is going to be using this new laser, most likely in airports, to detect everything and anything about you from about 160 feet away. Yeah, the Gizmo is a new scanner, and it's been invented by Janina Phototonics, and it's called the Picosecond Programmable Laser, or Picosecond Programmable Laser. Anyway, what does it do? Well, it reads your molecules. That's right. So from 160 feet or so, it can read your adrenaline level. It can tell if you got gunpowder on you. It can tell if you got illegal substances. It can do that all without a physical search. And it can do it to multiple people at one time. So forget the random searches. It's going to be this laser. It's going to be in airports in 2013. So the device works by blasting the target with lasers that tend to vibrate molecules, and then those readings are taken by the machine to determine what substances a person is exposed to. So this could be, you know, a thing that could, you know, determine if there's explosives or if you had a bacon and egg sandwich for breakfast. Well, it's interesting because the company, Janina Phototonics, holds about 30 patents in laser technology designed for specifically scanning. And also they have partnered with InQtel, which is a company that's chartered by the CIA and Congress. So the machine is very compact, and the device could be far more beneficial for medical science. They could probably determine if someone's got cancer, a problem with their lipids, you know, things like patient monitoring. So, but Homeland Security is going to be, checking your molecules out. What else do we have in the quack report? 92% of Americans say they want the FDA to label GMO foods as genetically modified. Let us know. Overwhelming majority of Americans believe that the FDA needs to be responsible and require proper labeling on foods that contain genetically modified organisms. But, of course, the FDA is refusing to comply with the demands of the American people. Of course, they're supposed to represent us, but, I guess they just decided they're not. Based on the number of different polls that have been conducted, about 90 to 95% of people in America want GMOs to be labeled. So the new GMO labeling campaign called Just Label It is underway, where they're saying 92% of Americans want to know if their foods contain GMOs. So Just Label It, that campaign, wants mandatory GMO labeling. And without it, genetically engineered foods, we can't have informed choices on foods unless we know. If you want to get involved, Just Label It is sending the FDA Commissioner Margaret Hamburg their online petition. And they have 1.1 million people on the petition already, but they're shooting for 1.2. So you can go to justlabelit.org and sign. Sign up. And last but not least in the quack report, if you're overweight or even clinically obese, get ready. There's going to be a new vaccine for you. It will allow obese people, the patients that are clinically classified as obese, to eat as much junk food as they like and still lose weight. It's according to a report in the Journal of Animal Science and Biotechnology. A team of researchers led by Dr. Keith Hoffer, the U.S. firm Brash Biotech, and, of course, the University of Porto in Portugal, have developed these shots, not just one shot, but multiple shots that could revolutionize the treatment for obese people. Now, one shot works by tricking your immune system into creating antibodies against your hormones that tend to regulate your appetite. The other shot will also work in a similar way, where it creates antibodies for another hormone that is in the digestive system and controls the metabolism, whether to slow it down or to speed it up. So by creating antibodies against these hormones, the metabolism is going to be able to burn more fat while you still are able to consume more calories and lose weight. That's the theory. Okay, they have tested it on mice. Mice showed a 10% reduction in weight after their first shot, but after they got their booster shots, they were able to maintain a healthy weight and keep it in check. But that's mice, folks. I don't know. This kind of sounds like the obese people of America are going to be a big lab rat. I think so. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thank you, Frank. Well, I hope everybody had a great 4th of July. I took a little time off, got some R&R. And, you know, I love America. And one of the big icons of America, especially in the silver screen, was John Wayne. So I think our engineers got queued up a little narrative by John Wayne for honoring the 4th of July, this great nation. And it was written by John Mitchum. But anyway, let's let John Wayne explain it to us.
You ask me why I love her? Oh, give me time. I'll explain. Have you seen a Kansas sunset or an Arizona rain? Have you drifted on a bayou down Louisiana way? Have you watched the cold fog drifting over San Francisco Bay? Have you heard a Bob White calling in the Carolina Pines? Or heard the bellow of a diesel at the Appalachia Mines? Does the call of the Niagara thrill you when you hear her waters roar? Look with awe and wonder at her Massachusetts shore, where men who braved a hard new world first stepped on Plymouth Rock. Do you think of them when you stroll along a New York City dock? Have you seen a snowflake drifting in the Rockies way up high? Have you seen the sun come blazing down from the bright Nevada sky? You hail to the Columbia as she rushes to the sea, or bow your head at Gettysburg, our struggle to be free. Have you seen the mighty Tetons who watched an eagle soar? Have you seen the Mississippi roll along Missouri's shore? Have you felt a chill at Michigan when on a winter's day her waters rage along the shore in thunderous display? Does the word aloha make you warm? Do you stare in disbelief when you see the surf come roaring in at Waimea Reef? From Alaska's cold to the Everglades, from the Rio Grande to Maine, my heart cries out. My pulse runs fast, the might of her domain. You ask me why I love her? I have a million reasons why. My beautiful America, beneath God's wide, wide sky.
you, Frank. Yes, yes, America is great, and we're going to keep her great, right? We're going to get out there, and we're going to make a stand for righteousness' sake. That's what we're going to do. Well, right now, we are going to be talking about sleep apnea. You know, sleep apnea is more than just really loud snoring. So what is sleep apnea really? Well, there are three kinds of sleep apnea, but the most common one is called central sleep apnea, also known as CSA. Now, with CSA, there is something that is interfering with the signal that the brain sends to the muscles of the body to breathe. There is normally a pause between breaths during sleep, and it's most common in adults. However, infants and children can also develop sleep apnea. Now, the other forms of sleep apnea are called obstructive sleep apnea, labeled OSA, and mixed sleep apnea, which is a combination of the central and the obstructive types of sleep apnea. So with the obstructive sleep apnea, the brain sends a signal to the muscles to breathe, but the airway becomes obstructed to prevent adequate airflow. So sleep apnea is a health problem, and you'd be surprised what can cause it. So we're going to take a look. What are the characteristics of your sleep apnea? Well, during sleep, the individual with sleep apnea will have a longer pause than normal in between those breaths. Actually, modern medicine determines that breathing has actually stopped for a period of 10 seconds or longer. So sleep apnea is clinically defined as a 25% to 69% reduction in normal breath for at least 10 seconds or longer during sleep. So put another way, there is a complete stoppage of airflow. There is a 4% drop in oxygen in the bloodstream. So with sleep apnea, there is a lack of oxygen that's being taken in when the breathing stops and inadequate oxygen is transferred to the blood. This explains why sleep apnea patients complain of morning headaches, and most patients are also irritable due to the interrupted sleep during the night. So there are sleep pattern scales that sleep apnea patients are measured by, from mild to severe. For instance, when patients are tested at a sleep apnea clinic, they have at least 15 episodes per hour where the breath and the sleep are disrupted, and this is considered severe sleep apnea. Well, let's look at some of the symptoms. It's an interesting thing because there are several things that indicate someone has sleep apnea. Of course, the very obvious is the very loud and irregular snoring with those quiet periods of 10 seconds or more in between those breaths. And then there's the daytime sleepiness and feeling tired. Of course, morning headaches or sore throat, dry mouth, or a dry cough can be a symptom. Depression, moodiness, and irritability, basically because you're not getting really good sleep. And lack of concentration or memory problems is also a symptom, as well as impotence and high blood pressure. Now, I've noticed this, that people with cardiovascular problems, even diabetes, stuff like that, they tend to be more prone to the sleep apnea. So actually, you know, what's going on? Your brain is supposed to be on duty when you sleep because normally our brain monitors many things and regulates them when we breathe. So if the brain determines there's a lack of oxygen or an excess of carbon dioxide in the blood, the brain will attempt to speed up the breathing. So those with heart or lung disease are going to have an increase in carbon dioxide in their blood. So with long-term high carbon dioxide in the blood, the brain begins to ignore the oxygen level and then monitors the blood carbon dioxide levels to determine when to take a breath. Therefore, the breathing is slowed and is more acute in patients with heart failure. Well, what do they do? What does medicine do? They got drugs? What do they got drugs for sleep apnea? I'm sure they got something, right? Modern medicine? Well, there are prescription drugs that can predispose you, actually, to the condition of sleep apnea or make your sleep apnea worse. The class of medications are called benzodiazepines. They're designed to relieve anxiety. And then the opiate drugs used to deal with pain, like your codeine, they're also on the list. And then the barbiturates used for, you know, to sedate you can also actually create sleep apnea. Other causes are, well, the sleep apnea is not due to old age, and most sleep apnea patients already have a medical history of health issues. Most are going to suffer from high blood pressure, stroke, congestive heart failure, insomnia, and personality or mood disorders. So sleep apnea will normally crop up later and negatively magnify these conditions. So if you have heart disease, cerebrovascular disease, or congenital diseases, taking prescription medications, or live in high altitudes, you are going to be more susceptible to developing sleep apnea. Well, here's some things to avoid. There's some things that aggravate sleep apnea conditions, and they are alcohol, sedatives, lack of sleep, of course, sleeping on your back in that supine position, allergies, and frequent bouts of nasal congestion. So who's most at risk for developing this problem? Well, there's some other conditions that are also going to make you more prone to the sleep apnea, like your diabetes, obesity, being, you know, severely overweight, restless leg syndrome, and hypoglycemia. There are 17 million diabetic sleep apnea patients in the United States right now. And in January of 2011, the Indian Health Service Division of Diabetes Treatment and Prevention in Albuquerque, New Mexico, published a report on certain people who are at risk of developing sleep apnea. According to the report, adult obese males are more likely than obese females to have sleep apnea. They also reported that different ethnic groups are also at a higher risk as well, like African Americans, Mexican Americans, Pacific Islanders, and Asians. They also determined from accumulated reports from sleep apnea clinics that craniofacial features and congenital abnormalities, enlarged soft palates, and tonsils can also be a factor. They also noticed that patients with endocrine malfunctions and those with short, thick necks are also most likely to have sleep apnea. That's really weird. Short, thick necks? Well, I guess the soft palate and stuff, you know, maybe that has something to do with that. Well, let's look at modern medicine's fix for this. Well, the New York Times published an article in April 2012 on how people with sleep apnea are looking for other options. For the most part, medicine offers drugs and sleep mask. Have you seen those? They're called the continuous positive airway pressure breathing mask, and they also short for CPAP. They call them CPAP masks. Well, we have 28 million Americans with sleep apnea, probably having one of those masks somewhere, either on their nightstand or stuffed in the closet. So if you have seen these masks in operation, I have. Have you seen these masks? I've seen them in operation. It's like you're hooked up to intensive care, okay? You got this little machine, and in the bottom is like some tray with, you fill it with water because it's going to force through a hose through into the mask that sits on your face, like you got an oxygen mask on. It's going to force this moist air into you so that, you know, it's supposed to help get more oxygen in there. Well, you know, this thing, it's loud. I mean, you know, the nurses will tell you, oh, it's like white noise. No, it's not. It sounds like someone suctioning you in intensive care. It's slurpy. It makes a noise. It's awful, okay? So you got these CPAP masks in operation, and you're hooked up to this thing, and the mask is kind of bulky. Obstructs. It's in the way. People don't like it. Obtrusive mask, it's loud, you got hoses coming and going from the machine to the mask. You know, this is not a sexy look, okay? So, I mean, this is a whole new level of birth control, this thing. So, the only thing that the mask is really missing, the CPAP mask, is the CDC's white jumpsuit with infectious unit printed across the chest. I'm serious, that's how it looks. And it isn't hard to figure out why half of the sleep apnea patients wind up not wearing the CPAP mask, okay? Yeah, and the only place the CPAP mask is going to be effective is in the sleep apnea clinic. Yeah. So these machines with the mask cost about, are you ready? $1,200. Yeah. But most are covered by medical insurance, if you got medical insurance. I don't know if Obamacare is going to cover these things, but, you know, it's $1,200. And you're not going to wear it real long. You're not going to like it. Okay, let's talk about the drugs then. Let's say you don't like the mask thing. That's out. Well, there is a long list of drugs prescribed for sleep apnea patients, but these do not actually address the problem in the first place and merely stimulate breathing during wakefulness, not while you're sleeping, but when you're awake. Now, some drugs are to be used in conjunction with that CPAP mask, so you better ask your doctor. And the drugs contain prednisone, nicotine, ACE, zolamides, etc. Okay, let's talk about the new thing, though, the new thing they got coming out. Have you heard about it? It's called the patch. Yeah. Now, when people get tired of the drugs and being hooked up to the machines, medicine rolls out something new, just as basically ineffective at addressing the cause. But the new product that they're pushing is called the patch, which is really nostril plugs called Provent. And it's made by Ventus Company. Now, there's two plugs that are placed into the nostrils. And how does this help you? Well, it's an attempt to create air pressure and keep the airways open at night while you're sleeping. And according to a 2011 study published in the Journal of Sleep, it reported that 88% success rate using these patches, also known as nose plugs. Now, of course, the study was funded by Ventus, who makes them, and the patch is disposable. It's a disposable product. These plugs, you know, you throw them away. Use them once, throw them away. And for some, this product is cost prohibited, you know, because each patch or set of plugs is $65. That's what it's going to cost you to get a good night's sleep is $65. Now, patients could pay $1,950 a month using this product. Can you imagine that? No, I don't think so. Well, there is some prevention. If you have sleep apnea or you know someone with it, you know this condition is not going to go away by itself. Sleep apnea is one of the many signals that the body gives us, telling us that there is a significant imbalance. And one way to lose weight and to get the diabetes under control and get the sleep apnea under control is also to address allergies. Pay attention. Oh, we got to take a break, but pay attention on the other side. We'll be right back.
Well, can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. But baby, you hardly even notice when I try to show you. Song is meant to keep you doing what you're supposed to. Waking up too early, maybe we could sleep. Make you banana pancakes, pretend like it's the weekend now. Pretend it all the time. Can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. But just maybe like a ukulele, mama made a baby. Really don't mind the practice, cause you're my little lady. Lady, lady, love me, cause I love to lay you lazy. We could close the curtains, pretend like there's no outside.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Do you remember a time without antibiotics, superbugs, vaccines, and drug dependency? Well, we do too, and we're here to remind you that you're more powerful than you think. God said herbs are here for the service of man. Tap into them and free yourself from drug dependency, disease management, and overwhelming medical costs. Take control and be independently healthy. Call Apothecary Herbs for professional strength formulas to stand in the gap and strengthen your system where you need help. Herbs for blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, osteoporosis, and more. Call toll-free 866-229-3663. Online, thepowerherbs.com. Check out their vitamin vault where you can stock up and save on case discounts. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll-free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll-free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Stop me on the corner, swear you hit me like a vision. I wasn't expecting, but who am I to tell fate where it's supposed to go with it? Don't you blink, you might miss it. We got a right to just love it or leave it. You find it and keep it, cause it ain't every day you get the chance to say,
and we're back here on Herb Talk Live. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're talking about sleep apnea. And right before the break, I was talking about some prevention measures. You're going to want to get the weight and the diabetes under the control, and also you want to check out those allergies. Pay attention to environmental and food sensitivities. You want to avoid smoking and excessive alcohol use. And you know what's helpful is to gargle with an astringent type of liquid, maybe a little organic Celtic sea salt and water, or anything that has an astringent effect on, tighten up that soft palate a little bit. And you want to nail down the cause. That's what we're talking about. That's going to help you reverse the condition, and you're going to be chasing sleep apnea the rest of your life with drugs and various contraptions that the medical establishment's going to want to sell you. Well, there's a natural way. So if you want to lose weight, there's some help. You can change your lifestyle. That's the biggest part right there. And a healthy lifestyle in itself is going to reverse many of the health problems leading to sleep apnea, like your high blood pressure, your heart disease, diabetes, emotional disorders, and even stress. And most folks also shed pounds and emotional baggage when they do their organ cleansing. I hear it over and over again. So purify that system, and don't recongest it, and leave the unhealthy living behind you. That's going to be really paramount into sleeping well. Now, in the process of switching to that better way of living, you can tap into the power of some herbs to help you out. If you need to sleep better, relax, reduce anxiety, tension, and help balance your blood sugars while you feed the system with some organic nutrition, you can do all of that. Did you know that? All by yourself, you can do that. You can call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, ask them about the organ cleanse packages. They have kits there. And ask them about the super nutrition food mix called Body Foundation Food. And they have herbs there to reduce stress and anxiety and tension. Ask about the relaxation formula, valerian root, and the emotional stress formula. You can even stop smoking. Ask them about the Smoker's Helper, all organic herbal formulas. Now, for help with blood sugar, see their diabetic formula and reduce swelling and shrink tissue. Look at their pain anti-inflammatory. And also, you know what I use? If I need to shrink some tissues orally, I'll gargle with a little of that tooth and gum formula. It has some nice astringents in there. So if you need help balancing endocrine system, of course, then you'll want to look at the male and female formulas there. And they do have a line of cardiovascular products. So you've got tools. You've got, you know, solutions. You've got options. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs to order or to ask for a free product catalog. That number is toll-free at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Or you can visit the website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Hey, and don't forget, now's the perfect time to power up that immune system. Get it in shape. Start strengthening it. Get it ready for the fall and winter. Right? You don't want to learn to shoot the gun during the war. You want to get it ready now and power up and defend yourself from viruses and bacteria. Check out their neat little pandemic kit and various immune system formulas there, all designed to give you the protection and empower your natural system to protect you. All right, we got some more time left, so let's see. Let's talk about lupus. We haven't talked about that in a while, because it's an unfortunate thing to see young people burdened with a disease like lupus. There's over 1,500,000 people in America, over 5 million worldwide with some form of the lupus disease. Now, we find an unexplained phenomenon of more cases of lupus among the African Americans, among the Hispanics, and Native American Indians and Asians. It's kind of weird. Between 1979 and 1998, the death rate from lupus went up 70% among black females ages 45 to 64. Now, why was that? Health experts suspect that the increase was due to a combination of a late diagnosis, a lack of health care, and noncompliance with treatments. So each year, the death rate from lupus is 5 times higher for females than it is for males, and 3 times higher for black females than it is for white females. So if you are at risk of getting lupus, there are also other health-related conditions that come with lupus. Lupus brings friends. So what can you do if you get lupus, or more importantly, how can you prevent it? Well, let's look at it. Since lupus likes females, it usually likes to manifest in females between the ages of 15 and 45, and approximately 90% of the lupus patients, unfortunately, are women. Now, I was astonished to discover that 18% of the female population is very aware of this fact. They're concerned. A majority of the lupus cases develop when the women are in their childbearing years. So lupus is three times more likely to occur among black women than in white women. So if you are black or Hispanic, you will develop the signs of lupus at an earlier age and have chronic problems with other organs like your kidneys. So who's at risk? Well, if your parents had lupus, you are at a greater risk of developing disease. About 5% of the children born to lupus parents have a sibling also with lupus, and they have a 20% chance of developing the lupus as well. So the areas that have the highest percentage of lupus cases are along the Pacific Coast, South, Central, and Southeast parts of the United States. Isn't that interesting? Lupus brings friends, as I mentioned, so if you are at risk of getting lupus, there is going to be other health-related conditions you're going to deal with. A majority of the lupus cases also suffer from cancer, 67% of them, depression, 61%, high blood pressure, 58%, diabetes, 57%, arthritis, 52%. And nearly 50% of the lupus patients go undiagnosed for 4 years and have seen at least three different doctors. So what are those symptoms that doctors kind of miss? Well, there are many, and really, that describe lupus. About 10% of the patients have some kind of connective tissue disorder. Over half are sensitive to light. They have headaches, memory loss, depression, and seizures. Dermatitis symptoms are also prevalent, such as rashes and lesions. Joint pain and inflammation affects over 95% of the patients, and unexplained fever occurs in 90% of the cases. More than 50% have kidney problems, and 27% have hair loss. A mere 12% will experience mouth or nose ulcers. Over 70% will be anemic, and 81% will experience extreme fatigue. Now, some patients will have swelling around the heart muscle and lungs, causing chest pains. Digestive problems are also common. And due to the severity of the physical attack on the human body, it is not a surprise that 80% of the lupus patients die within 10 years of being diagnosed. So the lupus deaths are five times higher for the women than they are for the men. Also, later stage lupus, patients tend to swell up, puff up a little bit. So lots of edema, fluid retention to make them swell. So what does modern medicine do? What are the treatments? Well, modern medicine will treat mild or moderate lupus symptoms with prescription drugs such as your non-steroidal and anti-inflammatory medications, your anti-malarial drugs like for malaria, immune suppressive drugs, and corticosteroids. Now, for severe symptoms, the physicians get more aggressive with the drug therapy. Although lupus is not related to malaria, the drugs used to treat it can reduce the symptoms of lupus. Notice that we're just reducing symptoms. This is disease management. This is not getting at the cause of the problem. So unfortunately, the malaria drugs offer some side effects of their own, such as vision problems and muscle weakness. The other drugs also have side effects. Non-steroidals and anti-inflammatory drugs offer stomach bleeding, kidney problems, and increased risk of heart attack. Corticosteroids offer a risk of osteoporosis. And the immune suppressant drugs put patients at a risk of infections, liver damage, infertility, and an increase in their cancer risk. So all these treatments do really nothing to address the cause of this disease. But there are some experimental treatments. Some new treatments being tested are some new drugs called Benostea. And this is a colloidal antibody translation. It's a lab produced molecule that tends to mimic disease fighting action your body naturally has in your immune system. Okay, so it tends to shut off your immune system and then do the work almost like an antibiotic. So the medicine turns off your natural immune system with the immunosuppressant action in order to offer an artificial immune system to your body. The drug does the work. Now, stem cell transplants are also being tested for lupus, and they use the patient's own stem cells to help rebuild the immune system. So doctors give patients a drug that pull stem cells out of the bone marrow into their bloodstream. Then they take a little of the patient's blood with the stem cells in it. They filter out the stem cells and then freeze them. Then the patient is given strong immune suppressant drugs to wipe out their natural immune system, and then they pump them full of the frozen stem cells again to rebuild the immune system. I guess it's sort of like a reboot, like you reboot your computer. I guess that's how it looks. More experiments are needed, though, to test the drug therapy. And there is another drug called Ritazan, which reduces the number of type B white blood cells. And many lupus patients tend to also be benefiting somewhat from a DHEA, a synthetic hormone. So what would you do naturally for this? Well, you want to do a detox, because according to Dr. Rebecca Carley, who's been on the show, and by the way, she's going to be with us on the 17th, so mark your calendars next week. Dr. Carley will be here. But she says it's an immune system assault, and it's due to vaccinations. So maybe we'll bring this up with her on the 17th as well. So what are the natural approaches? Well, lupus disables an individual, and the only way that I really know to bring them back from this disaster is to nourish and strengthen the body, not make it more toxic with drugs and disable the natural immune system. So illnesses like lupus prompt the body with signals indicating a problem, and most people ignore the signals, such as constipation, congestion, frequent headaches, frequent colds, skin conditions like acne, eczema, psoriasis, until they become chronic and develop into something more threatening. So nearly 99% of all disease is because the elimination channels of the body are compromised, and the effects and affects areas of the body. It just, you know, it's like a domino effect eventually. So you want to get the toxins out. Just don't hinder the body. Don't congest the body. Get those toxins out. So some real problems really need some solutions, don't they? So when you're dealing with lupus, you have an immune system disorder, you want to use herbs that will strengthen, not weaken the system. Herbs like echinacea, astragalus root, garlic, ginseng, you can use those. The person with lupus will also need to open up those elimination channels with some herbal organ cleanses and make their lifestyle changes, you know, so they don't recongest the system. So the old-fashioned lifestyle typically tends to help patients out. So if you're coffee drinking, cigarette smoking, sleep deprived, meat and potatoes eating lifestyle, it's got to go. You got to retire that. That's probably why you've got a problem. So if you take the cleanse and nourish approach seriously and don't dabble with it, you know, don't kind of sit on the fence, you're going to start to feel better within about 2 days. But you'll need to complete all of the cleanses, all the major organ cleanses from the bowel to the blood system. And you want to cleanse and you want to make that lifestyle a permanent one. So more healthy lifestyle is going to be the new permanent one. If you'd like more information on organ cleansing and combination therapy healing, then you can look at the book The Power Herbs, and it's a PDF download off the website, thepowerherbs.com. So $14.99, 400-page book, and you'll learn a lot. Basic stuff, but it's powerful stuff. So thepowerherbs.com, look for The Power Herbs book. It's PDF download. It's just $14.99. I do have a word of caution. If you start to use immune-boosting herbs, do not and do just a little cleansing. Let's say you just, you know, you start off and you're doing okay and you're feeling better, and then you stop, you know. You quit doing stuff. You're feeling better, so you quit. Don't do that. If you do that, the lupus will come back and be more difficult to defeat. So if your family tree has lupus, you have an inherited weakness, and when under stress, these areas of the body will malfunction. Okay, and it's an indication you need to get to work using God's good herbs and stick to it and be vigilant. So if you suffer from lupus, you know, the first thing that I would do is the organ cleansing. Do them in proper order. Start with the bowel, then go to the urinary, liver, gallbladder, blood system is always last. And if you're looking for cleanses, you can get them one at a time or all in a package. The folks at Apothecary Herbs have that. They've been doing organ cleansing for over 12 years. And immune boosting is their other specialty. So make sure your diet is a healthy one. Use some whole foods, plenty of vegetables, fruits, water. You can juice your foods raw and get more enzymes if you want to do that. And you'll get more energy and nutrition into the system quickly. You can layer in some of that body foundation food mix into your juices for more of the vitamins, minerals, and amino acids you may be lacking. And also the immune boosting formulas are all there, and they're liquid, so they got fast absorption into the system. There's no pills to swallow or to have to wait to digest. So the immune boosting formulas you might want to look at are immune booster formula, all in one. They have, of course, the ginsengs you can layer in and astragalus root. And they have kidney bladder cleansing there if you've got kidney issues that are working on you a little bit. Oral health, if you've got oral cavity issues with sores, try that tooth and gum formula. They do have formulas for the cardiovascular. So lots of things there. And lifestyle change, you can do this. You can do this. You are more powerful than you think. Give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call at 866-229-3663 and ask for a free product catalog or visit their website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. This is true. Well, we got a few minutes here. I want to remind folks, Dr. Carley's going to be here on the 17th, Tuesday the 17th. Now, if you're up early Saturday the 14th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time, I'm going to be talking with Dr. Carley on GCN, so you can check that out. Also, coming up here on American Voice Radio, I'm going to be talking with, Dr. Christine Hortner. She's got some breast cancer information for us. I think she's going to be giving us the lowdown on some of the diagnostic tools that medicine uses for cancer, in particular breast cancer, and what that may mean for your health. Also, we have coming up next time is, we got John Monroe. He's going to be back with me on the 28th. And he's going to be checking in on me. He just sent me some new lights for vision correction, so I'm checking those out. Really, really cool things. They work. They really relax the eye muscles. So we got lots to talk about here on American Voice Radio, Herb Talk Live. Hope you can come back and join us. We got a few minutes, so you know what? I'm going to jump start this topic on your immune system because I've been saying this is the perfect time to start powering up little by little the immune system, getting it strong, you know, prompting it, heightening it, because, you know, you got viruses and bacteria that are going to be, you know, more prevalent in fall and winter, so you want to be more resistant to those. And most people have heard that their emotional and mental health does affect their immune system, and it's been suggested that emotions actually can lower your immune system. So there's some solid mind-body connection that's between the brain and your immune function. And that being said, if you're depressed, if you suffer from depression or anxiety, suffer from even shock or post-traumatic stress disorder stuff, it tends to lower your immune system defenses. So, and that can make you sicker overall, can make you, you know, predispose you to being more sick most of the time. So scientifically, the scientific community calls this psychoneuroimmunology, or PNI. And this is a study on interactions that are between your nervous system and your immune system. So we're going to be checking out the neuroimmune system of it all for a few seconds here. There have been some studies, numerous studies, that are suggesting that we are wired in such a fashion that our emotional health directly affects our immune system. There was a study in 2009 published in the National Academy of Sciences, and it found that our nervous system has influence over the manufacturing of our immune system killer T cells. More specifically, the study suggested that our nerves can control the antibodies produced by our immune system to fight off the flu. So when it comes to viral and cellular antigens or systematic nervous system functions, it can suppress the killer T cells response. So it's not your immune system's like, you know, hindered. So the sympathetic nervous system is one of the three parts of your autonomic nervous system located in the thoracic region of the spinal cord. Apparently, if we are not well enough emotionally, our nervous system can tamper with the immune system response. However, the good news is that the effects aren't permanent. Now, I know there's a lot of people that go to the chiropractor when they're not feeling so good, and they get adjusted, and all of a sudden they feel better soon afterwards. And it probably is because of this very thing. Now, when we become emotionally healthy, our immune system effects are going to be more permanent. So when we become healthy, our immune system, we're happier, the response is restored to normal. Another study that was published in the Journal of Neurology in 2007 said that there was evidence that there is a broader interaction between immune and nervous system through a shared molecule and common mechanism which dispatches signals. So apparently, the communication is a two-way street with the nervous system that affects the immune system and vice versa, or both are stimulated or suppressed at one time. So your immune system can affect, you know, your emotions, and your emotions can affect your immune system. It's very interesting stuff. So if you're having trouble coping with stress, anxiety, you know, there's some things you can do rather than run to the pharmaceutical area and have problems down the road. You may want to check out some of the natural herbs that are nutritional based to help the system cope with stress and anxiety and depression and panic attacks. You can look at valerian root. You can look at lobelia. That takes a lot of spasms out of the system. Or there's a formula with both of them in there called emotional stress formula. You'll find that at the Apothecary Herbs website called thepowerherbs.com. On many occasions, I have tapped into those herbs, and let me tell you, been a godsend, let me say. You know, when you don't want to go and take sleep aids and feel drugged up and you don't want the toxic exposure and the side effects, hey, these herbs work really great. God knew you couldn't rely on a pharmaceutical industry to be healthy, so he's provided, and he's provided very well. So learn how to use those herbs, power up that immune system, be happier, be more in control, and, you know, and stay healthy and well during the flu season that's coming up. If you need to pick up a catalog on these types of tools, just call the folks at Apothecary Herbs at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663, or visit their website, thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com, that's where your healthcare options just became endless. I got to go, folks, but I'll see you next week. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. That's if you dare. I'm Herbalist Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.